This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
President, repeatedly now, Donald Trump has said that this election will be rigged against him, challenging really the core foundation of our democratic system. Can you promise the American people that this election will be conducted in a fair way? And are you worried that comments like his could erode the public's faith in the outcome of the election? And if he does win, given that you've just declared him unfit, what will you say to the American people?
Well, at the end of the day, it's the American people's decision. I have one vote. I have the same vote you do. I have the same vote that all the voters who are eligible all across the country have. I've offered my opinion, but ultimately it's the American people's decision to make collectively. And if somebody wins the election and they are president, then my constitutional responsibility is to peacefully transfer power to that individual and do everything I can to help them succeed. I don't even really know where to start on answering this question. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously. Now, we do take seriously, as we always do, our responsibilities to monitor and preserve the integrity of the voting process. If we see signs that a voting machine or system is vulnerable to hacking, then we inform those local authorities who are running the elections that they need to be careful. If we see jurisdictions that are violating federal laws in terms of equal access and aren't providing ramps for disabled voters or are discriminating in some fashion or are otherwise violating civil rights laws, then the Justice Department will come in and take care of that. But this will be an election like every other election. And, you know, I think all of us at some points in our lives have played sports or maybe just played in a schoolyard or a sandbox. And sometimes folks, if they lose, they start complaining that they got cheated. But I've never heard of somebody complaining about being cheated before the game was over.
Okay. Again, I thought you might just want to hear some of the garbage from Obama's own mouth. They tried to steal the delegates and said that votes didn't count. And they did steal it from Sanders. So she is an illegitimate nominee, Obama. She stole the nomination. It'd be like if she got into the championship boxing match, but it turned out the other guy had taken a dive or whatever. It's a fraudulent system. Election fraud's part of history. It's part of our history. And he should challenge it beforehand to let folks know we're watching.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gun, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Last Saturday, I came up here at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and met with one of my camera people, editors, Rob Jacobson. And I shot a special report that went up a few hours later and was watched several million times on Facebook, listened to by millions of people here on the radio, and seen by hundreds of thousands on other platforms like YouTube. And all I did was lay out the fact that they tried to steal the election from Trump, showed them admitting it, showed Republicans saying your vote doesn't count, show the Democrats stealing it from Sanders, saying your vote doesn't count. And I pointed out that she was an illegitimate nominee and that she would then try to steal it from Trump. Because at that time, he was 10 points ahead in major polls. And I said it was important to come out with it before they artificially lowered him in the polls. Trump came out a day and a half later. It's become a big national issue. Obama responded last night. Specifically said, you know, that conspiracy theory, it comes out of Texas. Because, you know, don't mention InfoWars. As if everybody doesn't know who you're talking about. It's just so ridiculous. I love how animated he gets when he talks about the Texan. because they cannot stand the fact that they don't control the narrative. It's like when they ordered Robert Gibbs as press secretary to get up on TV for 3 years and say, there is no drone program. There is no assassination program, when it was admitted and public years before. Vladimir Putin has come out and talked about the superdelegates on CNN, foreign CNN panels. Now, they have CNN International with Fareed Zakaria, the Bilderberg globalist, and just laughs at him and says, you know, your superdelegates decide things. This is ridiculous. He should know. Under the old Soviet Union, you had a central committee that was handing down power since 1917, no elections, and then they would choose who could run for president. But then, of course, everybody knew who was going to win. It was whoever was favored, Joe Stalin or whoever. You go to China, it's even worse. They have a central committee that then lets the Politburo vote on who the president is. A couple hundred people. And you look at who runs things in China, it's the generals, it's the communists, it's the people in the party. They own the factories. There's thousands of billionaires over there. It's crazy. But they're communists. They're slave masters is what they are. So Obama's trying to act like it's crazy that we'd raise this. See, here's the deal. If we play along with fraud like Mitt Romney or like John McCain or others, or even Al Gore, who had the election stolen from him, as much as I hate him, it's a fact. It's fact. If we go along with it, they get away with it. But if we don't go along with it, it will bring down this corrupt, illegitimate system. If they would have allowed Trump to have his superdelegates taken, if those superdelegates put in by the party would have been allowed to block the regular votes of the delegates, you'd have a precedent for a new open imperium of the Republican and Democratic parties ruling the nation and sharing power openly and ending the popular vote as we know it. That was such an incredible attempt, and they succeeded on the Democrat side. Now the Republican insiders are still trying to sabotage Trump after, saying, oh, he's going to drop out any day. Oh, he can't raise money. Precisely because he raised a record $97 million in 3 weeks. He raised $60 million in the year before that, plus year and a half before that. He matched it with his own $60 million. So he had $120 million in a year and a half. He raised $97 million. It's incredible. But suddenly, in the last 2 days, he's raised almost nothing. It's like the spigot was turned off. And Roger Stone was in California a few days ago when this was happening. And the donors were saying, I'm not going to give. He's going to drop out. It worked on them. See? This is war, people. And we know how they operate. We've done the studying. We're not special. The average man who's watched baseball for 20 years and knows everything about it, if he put that into, say, stock market research, he'd be incredibly wealthy with small investments. If you put political knowledge, if you study oil painting, you're going to become successful. We've studied how things really work. We've read the hundreds of books. We've interviewed the thousands of guests. We know the program. When I explain this to people, it's so you understand, we're not up here winging this broadcast. I'm not up here just hoping I know how things work. Oh, I know how the shadow government works. I know how the intelligence agencies work. I know how the whole military system works. I know how the special interests are controlling the nation. I know what their goals are, because here's the issue. The New World Order is so arrogant and thought they had this so sewn up that in the last 50 years, they've written hundreds of books, hundreds, and thousands of white papers admitting the whole stinking plan. And I have read most of them. I'll be honest, the last decade or so, I've been so busy covering news and research and family, I rarely go get, you know, oh my gosh, Brzezinski has a new book out admitting world government and the plan to exterminate people. I actually went and bought the book and read it, the last one, like 2-3 years ago. I mean, I remember memoirs came out like a decade ago. David Rockefeller admitting world government and the plan to bring in planetary rule and in nation states. And if you believe he's doing that, he says guilty as charged. Tragedy and Hope. Between Two Ages. The Technotronic Era. The Anglo-American Establishment. Eco-science. Then you go read a book like None Dare Call a Conspiracy, written by the father of the guy that runs Politico. Talk about turning your back on your father. And he writes it. It's all their own statements. That's why the book's totally true. You want to read a 200-page book or less, you'll understand everything. I read that thing when I was like 10 or 11 years old. And I'm sitting here watching their whole plan unfold, and I've got their playbook. And anyone could have their playbook. You just have to go actually read what they said they do. And then you sit back, and you're like, whoa, they're really doing it. And then you go, next step, forced sterilization. Next step, forced labor. Next step, national compulsory service. Next step, reducing the language. Next step, creating a one-world religion. Next step, no, 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 no. And then you realize you don't have a choice. We've got to stand up against this. The toll-free number to join us on this subject or any other you want to discuss is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers. 800-259-9231. William Benny's going to pop in for 30 minutes, former technical leader of the National Security Agency, to elaborate on his statement that they've got all of Hillary's emails. That's been big national news. We're going to have an in-depth discussion of it coming up in T-minus 45 minutes. But let's get to these clips for the new audience that may have tuned in the second hour. Plus, one of these I haven't played. It's of Putin saying what I just talked about. Here's Trump, one of three times he said this week, that the whole election has been rigged. He's afraid they're going to try to rig this one. Here it is.
We got almost 14 million votes. Think of that. More than anybody in the history of Republican primaries. That includes some great people like Ronald Reagan, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who won the Second World War. Right? He did win the Second World War. Got elected because he won the Second World War. I got more votes than him. That's good, right? And remember this, I had 17 people. I wasn't running against two people. I had 17 people. Hillary Clinton, I got a similar number to Hillary Clinton, and she had Bernie. And she had a hard time putting Bernie away. And Bernie, poor Bernie, he looked so upset. You know what? He made a mistake. He shouldn't have made a deal. Sometimes, he lost. First of all, it was rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged. If I didn't win by massive landslides, I mean, think of what we won in New York and Indiana, California, 78%. That's with other people in the race.
All right. And then he's elaborated since then on other shows like Hannity that, hey, they've got illegals voting, you know, 10 times each. This is all confirmed. Now, let's hear from Obama again briefly, where he makes a big joke out of this and says, by the way, it's coming out of Texas. Here it is.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
The federal government doesn't run the election process.
The Associated Press does.
States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. And I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
Oh, yeah. No one takes it seriously that there's election fraud going on in the world. Now, here's Vladimir Putin a few months ago on a big CNN panel with Fareed Zarkari. There's a bunch of other TV networks there talking about election fraud here in the United States.
See, America teaches everybody how to live in, quote, democracy. But what, you actually believe that they have democratic elections there? This is the truth. Look, twice in the U.S. history, the president was chosen not by the majority voters, but by the superdelegates. Is that democratic? And when we try to discuss this with our U.S. colleagues, and we do not criticize, but merely have a discussion, they say, mind your own business, this is how we do it. Well, then why are you interfering in our business? Don't meddle in our business. Sort out your own issues first. But I repeat again, it is, in fact, not our business what's going on in U.S. elections. In fact, there are reports even of prosecuting attorneys not allowing international observers into U.S. polling stations. And they threaten with jail time. But that's their problem to sort out. That's how they do it. They like it that way. America is a great superpower. Perhaps the only superpower of present time.
All right, that's good. So the whole world knows about the famous election fraud here. And Obama wants you to just sit there and make a big joke out of it. And then he knows how people think. It's like when somebody says, hey, they're trying to bankrupt coal. And somebody will say to me, well, I don't own any coal stock. Why do I care? Because your electricity is going to skyrocket. It's going to hurt the general economy. So he says, besides, that guy's down in Texas saying this. I mean, Republicans run that state. What are you worried about election fraud? As if it's not the whole country we're worried about. They always play these games. I'm telling you, Obama is scientifically trained. This is so incredibly important. Now, I want to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. They've got Democratic Party operatives I'm going to get to running around claiming Trump wants to have a civil emergency if he doesn't win the election. But meanwhile, that's what Obama and others have been prepping and getting ready for and trying to foment the cop-killing activity and the civil war. I mean, it's clear who the bad guys are here. And it's clear who's trying to stop this and trying to countermand it. I mean, that's why I'm desperately, for all the problems we have in government and all the corruption in America, God knows we're slouching towards Gomorrah, I've reached out to police and military because they're going to be asked to carry out this evil. And I've tried to say, look at who runs you. They're the globalists. They're the bad guys. It was in two mainstream news articles yesterday. In fact, you guys pull it from the stack. I'm sorry I didn't cover it. That, okay, the UN really is going to run the local police review boards and have federal oversight. And if they recommend the Justice Department comes in, they're going to come after the police. A, that's incredible. The Strong Cities Initiative. But B, we've gotten to the point where I see it and they expand it and I don't even respond to it. That shows I'm being conditioned. I'm losing. I'm being broken. And I'm going to be conscious of that, and I'm going to get upset, and I'm going to do something about it. I mean, I'll tell you, I have had so much energy lately. I have been bouncing off the walls because this is history. And then to have the responsibility to know that we really do have millions and millions of new viewers and listeners that are coming through every day, and that people now are listening, and that world leaders are listening, and that we're having an effect. If folks just duplicate our system of research, it's game over for the New World Order. It is. See, I'm the opposite of talk show hosts who are like, hey, that's my material, or hey, give me attention for that, or cover what I'm doing, or I don't want you to go on that show. I'm about beating the New World Order. I'm about trying to educate people to understand what's going on. The globalists want to keep you in the dark and keep you stupid because they're parasites. But it is an epic time to be alive, and it's very, very stressful to have this kind of responsibility. But I'm here to tell you, you have that responsibility as well. I have taken this responsibility on, and I pray to God every day that if it's God's will that I be given the information, the oratory skill, and the will, and the managerial skills, and the interpersonal skills to be able to hold this together and create a system to try to actively resist the globalists and to try to educate the public in the belief that if the public is ever given basic information on how the system works and where it's taking them, they're going to say no to it en masse. And that is happening. But the New World Order is extremely predatory, and it's very good at getting us in a whole false left-right debate with their false left and their false right minions who battle over control over the system, but who are all cogs and servants and officers of that system. And I'm only reaching out and saying to people that are in the system, whether they're journalists or police or doctors or corporate officers or COG type people, you know this program leads us towards deindustrialization, a post-industrial world, a planetary world government, a total tyranny. And do you want to be a manager in that horrible system? And do you want that bad? Spiritual behavior on you. Plus, most of you know you're going to get ground up by this down the road anyways. It's for your own selfish interest to not go with this. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how anybody could sign on to this world government. I mean, this thing isn't taking us to Star Trek and life extension and happiness and, you know, the New World Order is taking out radical Islam and you know, bringing freedom to those countries. No, they're putting radical Islam in to suppress people. The world government is out to get us. It's evil. How could you not want to throw yourself against it? Every fiber of my being is just, oh my gosh, this is really evil. How do I figure out how to stop it? And I tell you, I should be very, very excited. And I have been at certain levels to know that InfoWars has broken through, not just here, but globally, and that our information, accurate information, most of it the enemy's own statements, has now penetrated and has now hit an absorption rate in power structures, especially security services worldwide, and it's causing a decompartmentalization that's causing mass awakening. And I am very proud of the fact that InfoWars has been able to, at least at some level, find the lever, find the right domino to start the chain reaction of the life force, the survival instinct, the Renaissance spirit to start rising again, the life force, the innovation. And the enemy can feel that spirit rising as well, and the enemy's rising to meet it, and it is just an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to come back, play a brief special report dealing with election fraud and why Donald Trump's right. It's really Donald Trump's statement on where he stands on dropping out of the race and that whole hoax. And then we will go to your phone calls, Richard and Ryan and Chris and Morrison and Brian and others. Briefly, let me just plug now so I don't have to do it when I come back. We got great products. They're the very best supplements we can come up with. Some of them are famous private label from some of the biggest organic producers in the country, and then we just discount it 5 to 10%. Okay? Stuff like Child Ease, or the oregano, things like that. But DNA Force is its own proprietary super nutraceutical. Leading competitors, again, can be $400, $500 for what you're getting in this. It's $94 right now. One ingredient is like $40 or more, the BioPQQ. People sell synthetic BioPQQ for like $50 a bottle, and it's a lower dose than what we put in this. That's why at $94.47, it is the best deal you'll ever find. Now, we've got other products like colloidal silver for $19.95. That's a great deal. We've got other products as low as $9.95. We've got BrainForce for $17.76, but it's about to sell out, only $29.95. Great way to experience that. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse. We have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 30% off. And, of course, I should just say up front, it's free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping store-wide, but also free shipping on things like BrainForce, that's 40% off. You sign up for AutoShip, you can get the next one at that same price and get 10% off on your order as well in the next order. I mean, it just goes on and on. Whether it's Secret 12, True Vitamin B12 Methylcobalamin, or whether it's Winter Sun, incredible concentrated vitamin organic D3, whether it's the joint formula, the bone formula, those are together discounted. Whether it's Knockout, $19.95. They have the same dose of melatonin, usually $19.95, sometimes a little bit lower. This has, what is it, 8 or 9 other ingredients like L-tryptophan and valerian root and everything else in there to help you, natural help the deep sleep. So here it is. You get something that's the same price for the same melatonin. It'd be a good deal, $19.95, for a bottle of melatonin like this. But it's the same dose. It's just filler in the other melatonins you see. It's a big capsule, and it's the same dose. It's a bunch of filler. Not ours. It's melatonin. We're not selling fillers here because I won't want that myself. I want stuff I would use that I do use. You understand how that works? See, I don't think I get ahead screwing you over. I get ahead offering you a really good deal so you keep coming back over and over again. Now, separately in business, though, I do things with people where I hammer them to get the lowest price. But that's free market, and that's innovation. So I want to thank you all for your support. But we need to bring in a lot of capital here to be able to have the reporters, hire new reporters, get more crew, more writers, more researchers, and to be able to move forward against the New World Order. So, no, when you buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, you are involved in buying war bonds against the New World Order. It's an absolute patriotic duty.
March. The Empire's on the run.
And I want to thank you all.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Take me to the center. You know, there's this new thing I saw where this black congressman put out an ad and said, everyone is welcome to apply, but straight white males. That's on InfoWars.com. And then I read where all over the place, this is the new movement, is for blacks and others to self-segregate and then to be allowed to discriminate, and then the feds and the EEOC don't block it. I mean, this is really getting crazy. Hillary refuses to meet white reporters in first press conference of 2016. Clinton hasn't held a press conference since December of 2015, 9 months ago, 8.5 months ago. And then there's a whole stack of news I've got here. With similar stuff going on. It's just crazy. And again, it's invoking classical racist behavior. But on the side of minorities, but it's directed by the weirdo Democratic Party that always ran race-based politics in this country before. And you can really see the sophisticated double cross they've engaged in. And of course, the people engaging in race behavior aren't going to go anywhere with it. It's not going to help them. It's just going to create more and more balkanization in this country. It's so incredibly cold-blooded. Here's some of the articles that are up on Infowars.com. UN backs secret Obama takeover of police. But it's not. Breitbart reports it's called Strong Cities Initiative 6 months ago, and it says the UN will oversee the police departments. Oh, and they've got the UN going after Arpaio and the UN investigating the Texas governor because, they dare arrest illegals. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Again, William Benny, former leader of the NSA, he actually ran the NSA spying. He wasn't the political leader of it, but the technical director. He came out last week and said, or earlier this week, and said on WABC, Aaron Klein's program, that, hey, listen, they already got all Hillary's emails at the NSA. They save all of it. So he's going to be talking about that in more detail. But I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. First, Richard in Maryland, and then Ryan, Chris, Morrison, Brian, and others. But the big issue here is this video just went live at Infowars.com, and everybody needs to see it. Everybody needs to understand it, because they're saying Trump hasn't responded to the 2 days of them claiming he's dropped out. And the truth is, he did respond 2 nights ago saying the campaign's never been more unified. And he responded earlier when they were saying it, that it was preposterous and ridiculous. But I do think we need to see a strong reaction from him to talk about why they're doing it, just like saying Ben Carson dropped out, and tie it into the fake Reuters polls sampling 15% more Hillary. So folks understand they're rigging everything, and he's absolutely on target to say he thinks they're going to try to rig the general election. And you talk about it beforehand, so there's sunshine and light on it so that they can't steal it as easily. Here's that special report.
In the history of U.S. politics, we have never seen more dirty tricks in an election season than we're now seeing in 2015, 2016. We witnessed Bernie Sanders win more than 10 states, including California and New Hampshire, and defeat Hillary soundly, and the superdelegates simply stepped in and said the popular vote doesn't count. The Republican Party tried it with Donald Trump, but he won in such landslides and didn't stand down and didn't go along with it. He didn't accept the theft of our electoral system in this country, and so he became the nominee. Now the very same Republican establishment with the Democrats has been putting out for 2 days the lying rumor that Donald Trump is going to drop out and that Donald Trump is in all this trouble. I've talked to the inside sources, and my instincts were right about why this is happening. He raised $97 million in just a month and scared the hell out of them. Almost all of it grassroots donations. This is so historical. So they're putting out that he's dropping out, just like in Iowa when Ben Carson was going to beat the establishment Republican Ted Cruz. As soon as Carson's plane took off that afternoon, they went on TV and said, Carson says he's quitting. Vote for Ted Cruz now. And Ted Cruz came in second in Iowa. This is a much bigger scandal than that. And so I want to play a clip here of Trump 2 nights ago in Daytona, Florida, saying our campaign's never been better, we're doing great. Because he thought he didn't have to respond that hard to a pure lie because he'd already responded to it in the past in June.
So I just want to tell you the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united. We started on June 16th. I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united that it's been since we began. We're doing incredibly well. We're leading in the state of Florida. You saw the poll. We're leading in Ohio. You have Bernie Sanders. People are going to be voting for Trump. Something just came in. They like Trump. They like Trump.
But more important than his statement 2 nights ago is this Politico article that we'll show you some close-ups of back in June of this year on the 18th. would Donald Trump really drop out for $150 million? And they admit they just pulled it out of the air. They just made it up as if he would do that for money when he's lost hundreds of millions of dollars in boycotts and all the rest of it and TV deals he's lost. Deep in the article, they let Trump respond via email. This story is a total fabrication from you and Politico as usual. The New York billionaire sent an email sent by his campaign manager. I will never leave the race. Quote, I will never leave the race. I will never leave the race. Nobody has enough money to pay me to leave the race. And if they did, it would be totally illegal. Did Obama and the Clintons get you to write this garbage, Donald Trump? So they're now all over the news 2 days into this. This huge rollout, number one story everywhere, Donald Trump's dropping out. Will he drop out? The Republicans are making him drop out. His sons don't like him. His campaign managers don't like him. He's crazy. It's all made up. Meanwhile, Hillary's stumbling around, acting like she's having seizures in public, reportedly has brain damage. That's even been in mainstream news. Uma Abedin admits that she doesn't know who she is part of the time and gets totally confused. She's caught in the new WikiLeaks, actually directing the media to go after Donald Trump and other people, just like Trump predicted just a few weeks before. This is amazing. They know the new WikiLeaks is coming out. Our sources have confirmed it's the Benghazi info with her directing weapons and ordering generals to stand down and to ship weapons to Al-Qaeda, also known as ISIS. That's why they're panicking. That's why they want to create the illusion that he's a candidate you can't have and that he's dropped out of the race like Ben Carson. This is a hoax. This is a fraud. So you'll be hearing from Donald Trump, guaranteed, responding to this very, very soon. He's already responded to it multiple times, just like the whole made-up KKK garbage and David Duke. But I am responding here with his own words and his own statements, and I will be standing up for everyone that wants to restore this republic, not just Donald Trump, because it's bigger than Donald Trump. It's about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and the right of voting in this country. The fact that the entire power structure is lined up against him, the Democratic leadership, the Republican leadership, offshore banks, the Pope, the communist Chinese president, the Mexican president, the Saudi Arabians, is the reason we've got to support Trump. We've got to have a landslide to counter their fraud and their election fraud. Trump knows there's been massive election fraud so far, but he was able to defeat it with a landslide in the primaries. Then Obama comes out and acts like it's crazy to say that there could ever be any election fraud in America when there are thousands of documented cases just in the last 100 years. So now, you've seen Donald Trump's response to the lie that he has dropped out.
There's that report. My only problem is I had just worked out and just showered, and I was still sweating. I sweat for like 30 minutes after I work out really hard, especially in the summer. So it's almost better than I'm like sweating and all upset because, you know, that's how real all this is. That's how teleprompter-free all this is. Donald J. Trump responds to dropout rumors, and I put that out so there's something defending him, something, and I used his quote and his statement because, again, I've talked to folks in the campaign, you name it, they go, no, it's ridiculous. And but, you know, he's sick of responding. It's like if they ask him if he supports David Duke, he said like 50 times he doesn't. But I guess he just keeps saying, yes, I deny. Yes, I deny. Yes, I deny, that I agree with him. But, again, this is how they turn all this around. Look at drudgereport.com, and I'm going to your phone calls. Iran shows off ransom cash, expensive price to free hostages, plane waited until money arrived, win, lose, deal that hurts USA paper. Now Tehran, how Tehran will spend the windfall. And first they lied and said there was no plane, there was no money. Then they got caught on an unmarked plane. So they're saying, oh, it's for something else, for money we owed them from decades ago. More lies. And then right next to it, we have Khan. Allah is tripping up Trump. It's just everywhere because in Islamic countries, it's not about producing. It's about politically taking over. So the average American isn't politically involved. The Muslims are. And we are just overtaken, overrun completely. We're a joke. I mean, you know, they tell us, don't say this guy's Ali that killed people. Say his name's David. And we do it. They covered up the latest London murder, stabbing, screaming Allah Akbar. Now it's come out, of course. He was a jihadi. ISIS, praised him. But this is what they do. This is how they treat us, because it's a collection of criminals in our government allied with any other muscle they can bring in. And Islam works absolutely wonderfully. They love it. Meanwhile, Harry Reid, this is on Infowars.com, wants CIA to give Trump fake intelligence briefings because this guy sold out to the communist Chinese even worse than Hillary. And that's hard to be worse than Hillary, but he's right up there. Trump, you can't trust him to have these briefings. Yes. In comments not widely reported this week, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he would rather see CIA and other intelligence agencies give GOP nominee Trump fake briefings, that's illegal, by the way, that make sure he's informed before potentially becoming president. Yeah, that way he'd put out disinfo, and then you could say that it was his fault. In fact, let's just play a clip of him saying it, then I'm going to go to Richard. Go ahead.
It's obvious that he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's obvious he can't control his mind or his tongue. And what I've suggested, if now, because he's the nominee for the party, and he's entitled to briefings from the CIA, for example, I said publicly, give him fake briefings. Pretend you're briefing him. Don't tell him anything that you don't want to get out. And that's how I feel about it. I think that the man is a loose cannon. I think he's done so much to hurt our country with our international relations.
These are the people that let all the foreign governments penetrate the servers. These are the people that let Hillary have all these foreign governments on her illegal server. These are the people that armed ISIS. These are the people that have devalued our currency and put us under all this debt. Donald Trump's done none of it. I love the corrupt, stinking establishment and how he gave the communist government billions and billions in taxpayer-paid solar panel farms in the U.S. They won't even give the stimulus money to U.S. companies. And that little dirtbag who says the American people and land rights activists are terrorists, he says we can't have Donald Trump. All right, Richard, in Maryland. Richard, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I'd like to address my comments to all the veterans out there. I'm a 27-year veteran, retired Army sergeant. I feel that voting for Hillary Clinton I feel that voting for Hillary Clinton would be committing, my goodness gracious, I'm sorry, would be committing treason against the oath I took to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I consider Hillary Clinton a domestic enemy, and I would never vote for her. Hurrah.
Absolutely. Sir, it sounds like you, are you on oxygen right now?
No, sir. I'm just hyped up.
I understand. I get hyped up, too, and angry. I mean, it really is crazy to watch them invert reality and claim Trump's some type of Russian agent or that you can't give him a CIA briefing when the law says he's supposed to as the nominee. I mean, how would you not do that? I mean, he's done nothing to hurt this country. They're the ones that have hurt this country.
Trump all the way, sir.
God bless you. I appreciate your call, Richard. Thanks for holding to talk about that. Look, there's going to be a landslide for Trump. They just may try to steal it. They're already fixing the polls, folks. Okay, that's so clear. We've never seen such rigging. And he's right to say no to it. We may beat it because of that. It's our only hope. Let's go to Morrison on the phone from Missouri. Go ahead, Morrison.
Hey, love you, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call in. There was a guy that called in last week, and he thought he had a great idea. Ron Paul, the blimp, if you remember back in 2007, he had that blimp, who is Ron Paul? Google Ron Paul. I thought that was one of the most effective political ads that I'd ever seen. And I know that you said that you would like to get into blimps. They're very expensive, but you're working on the money to come up with that.
Well, there's only a couple companies that have them, and they're big multinationals. And when we called one company that does it, they were the same one with the aircraft, they said no once they learned it was Hillary for prison. So that's the type of censorship that goes on and the control out there. But I think Trump has punched through overall with his message and doesn't need a blimp. I do think messages with aircraft targeted are important. But I think larger than that is the listeners and patriots in general sending out articles, sending out videos that counter what the establishment enemy media is doing. I think that's where the real battle's happening.
Yeah, the guy that called in last week, I thought he had a brilliant idea. He said, why not come up with a Hillary for prison bumper sticker? And I know that every time that I place an order, Alex, I've got dozens of them. Every time I place an order, you throw in two or three bumper stickers. I got them well deployed on my cars. I hand them out to friends. If they ask me where I got my Hellier Prison t-shirt, I give them a bumper sticker with Infowars.com. I know several people that have gone and bought them, but you can sell those for $1 a piece or buy a shirt, get a couple free bumper stickers, yard signs, hats, you know, those embroidered patches that people could sell on their jackets. I mean, I
sure, and then have that money go towards blimps or something?
Yeah, towards blimps or more, you know, more banners flying, you know, if you can't.
Well, sure, I'll tell you this. I mean, look, just the bumper stickers, just the airplanes in a few cities, I think it's been 6 cities so far as the money we had that came in, shook up the mainstream because people are responding to it. People know they're being lied to. People are looking for ways to come together. And so there are a lot of rich listeners out there. And they should take action and put out the blimps. They should put up the billboards. I mean, it's all of us doing this together, sticking our necks out that's going to save us. It's by not sticking our necks out that we're all going to get our heads politically chopped off. We've got to hang together or hang separate. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Morrison. We're going to go to break and talk to James in Hawaii, Chris in North Carolina, Ryan in New York, Adam in Arizona, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. If I had the hundreds of thousands of dollars, because that's what a basic multi-city campaign does, I'd put a giant blimp up there. The problem is you go to the multinationals that have like the Goodyear blimp and stuff, and they just say, sorry, we're not going to let you do that because we love Hitler.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha.
North Carolina here in just a moment. Please don't forget, I'm going to have to end the free shipping Sunday. So by next Monday, the free shipping store wide is going to be over at InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have three of our best-selling nutraceuticals that are 40% off, 30% off, and 30% off. And you get additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. So that's potentially 50% off on things like Brain Force, 30% off on DNA Force. All right, going back to your calls, I just want you to know that Daria, who works here, speaks fluent Russian, and she's helped put out some of these super viral videos where you actually don't just see the words of what Putin's saying under him. But you actually, the closed captioning, you get to hear it in English. And she does a great translation, a very accurate translation from what I've heard from other Russian speakers who are also Americans. And so I've got the full speech coming up where Putin warns of World War III and says, don't you know we're in great danger? Because I was watching the full speech this weekend and had forgotten to play the full thing. It was my fault. She'd done the full translation. When I was up here working this weekend, I noticed that, and she pointed it out later in the week. And then we have some other very, very important clips we're going to play after William Benny leaves us. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Brian in the beautiful state of Hawaii. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for fighting the good fight, you and your team. And
thank you.
I just have a brief statement. I think James Comey probably laid out, just like Curry Mason, step by step by step, why she should have been convicted. And I think he did it on purpose. That's my opinion. I've talked to a lot of patriots around the country. I think that he thought she would be tied up in court system so well after the election. I just wondered what your opinion was on that.
Yeah, I got mad at him the first day. But I've been told by patriots that I know in government that, look, Comey really, believe me, knows what's going on. And the word is that they were threatening to bring down the whole Justice Department and that he was basically threatened with a bunch of blackmail to go after agents, not him. Reportedly, he's clean, but that they would basically bring down the entire FBI. And so that's why he pretty much angrily went out there and listed everything of how horrible she was, but then said, I can't get prosecutors to do it because the word we got from the White House sources is they are blackmailing him. And they're threatening to go after people for stuff they didn't do, too. So this is a war in the government, folks. This is a very serious time. So what your gut tells you, Brian, is dead on.
Exactly. I think he wanted the American people to be the prosecution. And secondly, I love your show today about the corruption and I have a way I think we can probably at least monitor the polling agent and the people that I have a website. I won't say it on air. If you want it, you can keep me on afterwards.
No, I don't care. But I mean, we don't censor people. Just say the name of the website.
Okay. It's exitpollarmy.com. ExitPollArmy.com, and what I want to do is sign up. Exit polls are generally open about 12 hours, but teams of three patriots that want to go and register to be exit pollers at their polling stations, and then if it's so backwards that she has 70% of the vote because it's fraud, and we have the opposite, we at least can hand the Trump camp and the American people some evidence.
And that's what Trump's doing. I mean, I've told Trump, and I've said it in reports, look, please, sir, start organizing a defense. For organizing a fight, and he's doing it. So this is the fighter. This is total presidential material. We haven't had something like this in over 100 years. I mean, this is something else. You know, they liken him to Teddy Roosevelt or Andrew Jackson in big psychological pieces attacking him in the Washington Post. And you know what? That is who he's like. And that's why they can't stand it. I mean, look, they liken him to kind of a mountain man. Because for all the glitz and all the glamour, that's what Donald Trump is. We'll be back in 70 seconds. But by the way, there's nothing smarter than a mountain man.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.